For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, water stains on your ceiling can signal a leaky roof, but pinpointing the exact source of that leak can be harder than it seems.
True, but with a few simple tips, you can find roof leaks and get them fixed before the roof leaks get worse and worse and cause yourself a major roof leak and all the damage that could ensue. For that, we turn now to general contractor Tom Silva from TV's This Old House. Thanks, Tommy, for stopping by the Money Pit.
It's my pleasure. It's nice to be here.
Now, you know, when you spot a roof leak, it would seem that the source should be right on top of it, but that's just way too easy, isn't it?
Yeah, way too easy. Don't I wish that? No, it's never right above. Well, I should say never, but 99% of the time, it's somewhere else. You can have a roof leak on the opposite side of the roof, and it works its way down around the shingles and leaks right over your head in your bedroom.
So have you got one of those tricky roof leaks and you really need to figure out where it's coming in so you know what to do to fix it, where do you begin?
Well, I begin if you can get in the attic, first of all.
Okay.
And look up there, see if you can see the water stains. The other way is then you have to climb up in the roof and see if you can see any shingles missing or anything like that. You know, it's good if you have a good pair of binoculars, you can really inspect the roof from the ground. You don't even have to get up there. So you can look at the roof, you can look at the shingles, you can look at the flashing around the chimney, any penetrations like the vents.
And that's a good point because, you know, roofs seldom start leaking right in the middle of a perfectly flat, good shingle. I mean, it's almost always where something comes through the roof, like a pipe or an intersection between sections of a roof.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So you got to get up there and find out. And if believe it or not, you'd be amazed what you can see from the ground. Like I say, with a good pair of binoculars, you can see a crack in that gasket that goes around that vent pipe.
So if all else fails and I really just cannot find where this leak is coming from, is it, you know, smart to sort of get up there with a friend and spray some water out of a hose to try to recreate a rainy condition and see where it's happening?
Not that smart. I would say stand on the ladder on the edge of the roof and then spray it with a hose. Don't get up on the roof. It can become slippery.
Now, let's say that we've actually found the leak. We know what's going on. I think folks are almost always looking for the easy solution here. And by the way, sometimes roofers look for the easy solution, too, because it's a guarantee of repeat business. And they want to put some sort of a roof sealant or a tar-like substance on the roof. But that never seems to last very long.
No, the tar will break down, crack over time. Your leak's going to get right back again.
So what's the best approach?
You can basically remove the shingles in the area or the roofing that's in the area around the chimney, and you may have to reflash. Usually that's the best way around a chimney.
So essentially, don't look for the shortcut. Take the roof apart in that particular area and then rebuild it the way it was always supposed to be done.
Exactly. Around a vent, there are actually repair kits that you can place right over the pipe and set it right down on top of that vent flashing and seal around it and push the vent seal right over it, and that problem would be solved right there.
Is it like a rubberized gasket that has like a flange?
Yeah, it's a rubberized gasket. So if you have the rubberized gasket, you have the metal ones and the plastic ones, there's actually a gasket at the top. You can actually take that gasket out of a new one and slide that gasket right on top of the existing gasket. But I like to seal underneath that with a tripolymer caulking, push it right in there, and it'll seal it right up. But don't use silicone and don't use tar.
Now, why not use silicone? That, I think, would surprise a lot of people because they think that that's one of the most durable sealants out there.
Silicone is fantastic sealer for anything that is non-porous.
Ah.
Anything that is porous, the silicone will break away from it over time. And once it starts to break away, you can't re-caulk it without removing all of the silicone. So you want a type of material that's flexible, pliable, and will stick to different types of material and can be resealed if needed.
And that's why he's the expert general contractor on TV's This Old House. Tom Silva, great advice as always. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
My pleasure. Great to be here.
For more tips, visit thisoldhouse.com.
And make sure you watch Tommy and the entire This Old House team on This Old House and Ask This Old House on your local PBS station.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.